from the sentiments and the feeling I'm getting from my colleagues and even from the Director General Ghana Health Service. The transport manager knew we were coming to do this. I think he was invited by his director. All of a sudden, he's not available. The procurement head is on pension, and we did not summon him here. The Director General doesn't seem to be abreast fully with the happenings. The procurement infractions border on criminality, and we cannot sit here to rule on matters that in a way are criminal. I suggest that we recommend that the minister reports this matter to the police immediately so that those involved will be apprehended, and then the police and the Attorney General will prefer the proper charges against them, and they will explain their conduct and the infractions to a court that may give a ruling on what sanctions they can have.
The transport officer was here. He was seen. For what it is, I believe a benefit of the doubt should be given to him. It's a different issue if he never attended. And they said, we heard on the grapevine that he said he had a stomach problem and he's gone out, whether to the loo or whether he's left, I'm not clear. The reason why I'm saying this is that even though your decision may be the final outcome, I think it's appropriate that we also hear what he has to say on the issue before you pass this particular judgment. If that does not happen, then there is no way one can then fault any issue or gainsay what decision you've made. So I beg your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, that we give him time to make himself available and also time for the Director General to ascertain more detailed facts about the specific issue before you pass such a judgment.